Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at gabradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Scott Arno, the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online, and he is one of the top experts in cybersecurity in the country, probably in the world. Scott, thank you again for hanging out with us and for your time and your great information and perspectives. Equifax, I've been saying this to other people, and they've agreed with me about this. Even though Equifax is only a small percentage of the scale of Yahoo, from the standpoint of the value of the content that was lost in Equifax, it's the worst breach that we've ever had, worst commercial breach that we've ever had. What do you think?
I think that's a legitimate point you're making. The amount of data that's coming out, where it's coming from, and the fact that these problems are just never going to go away.
Well, the fact that Yahoo, I'm sure they got my Yahoo account, but what do they know about me on Yahoo? It was an IM account, but the Equifax stuff that they have, it's my whole life.
Date of birth, addresses,
driver's license number, Social Security number, all the people I do business with.
Yeah, and all things you're not going to be able to change.
That's right. It's the worst.
There permanently. Probably for sale for whoever wants it.
Is this a one-off or is this the tip of the iceberg?
Oh, definitely tip of the iceberg. I'd be very surprised if TransUnion and Experian hadn't had issues that are not so dissimilar. I'm sure they'd deny it up and down, but I'd be very surprised. These are very high-value targets to any attackers. They're not stupid. They'll go after stuff like this.
Yeah.
And once it's out, it's out. It doesn't come back.
That's the thing. That's the thing about digital breaches. When digital leverage breaches equilibrium, which is what that is, that's what I call equilibrium. What I call equilibrium, Scott, is when Equifax has the control of its information. But when digital breaches equilibrium, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing to realize. I mean, one thing maybe to I guess get an idea of what a problem is beyond anything else with this is to think about who are Equifax's customers. If you're thinking it's us, that's not correct.
Mm-mm, no, we're their inventory. We're Equifax's inventory.
And the real question is the companies that are using it to check for, credit worthiness and such. They're the actual customers. We're not. This is also probably why they're so lightly regulated as an industry, because the only impetus to actually regulate them might slow down their business, so there's no drive to do that.
Right.
And regulation is literally the only way to rein in a company like this doing its security, shall we say, to I want to say stupid.
But Scott, the people who regulate them is the government, who can't even take care of its own records.
Well, this sort of comes back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, where everybody's shouting at everybody. There are actually a few people in basically the House and like one or two senators who actually do have some fairly good technical acumen, but it's only a few. And again, I've seen interviews with some of them where literally you have someone on TV basically shouting something
right. That
technically is just totally wrong, 180 degrees wrong. But then you look at whoever his or her donors are and it's like, oh, I see why they're arguing that. Great. And you realize this person is now in Congress jumping on TV, loudly arguing, and basically throwing a fly in the ointment for whoever's trying to fix the problem. And this is a huge issue, because something like Equifax, yeah, it's tip of the iceberg, and it's bad.
Right.
And you probably noticed in the news, the stories keep coming up about different ways they screw up. There's a lot of mistakes happening here. I mean, the initial one was like, really? How did you guys miss that? And then you just see one after another, and the former CEO went in front of Congress, and he actually testified with a straight face that, oh, yeah, one employee in the entire company missed a software patch.
Right.
So that in and of itself is a massive problem.
So let me ask this, Scott. At what point in time does this become national critical mass problem? I mean, where the one thing on, Yahoo on top of Sony on, and Equifax on top of those two, and NSA underline over on top of all that. At what point in time does it become a critical mass collapse?
Jim, this ties back into what we were talking about in the previous segment. Keep us arguing with our neighbors, and we can't fix the problems.
Yeah. Well said.
And that's the thing. They just keep coming, one after another, and they're going to keep coming. There
I keep
more.
Coming back to our the hashtag that I created a number of years ago, hashtag God help us. Hey, Scott, keep up the good work. Thank you for the great reports, and come back soon.
Always happy to be a font of good news. My
Scott,
pleasure. Have a great day.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. We always get the straight stuff with Scott. He's very smart. We're glad to have him on our team. I got to go for this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.